Ratzaraya, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov hi Shema Mina. That we have to say the Stam Mishnayis in the Midas goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, not according to Reb Yehuda. Because according to Reb Yehuda Shita, the Mizbeach was right smack in the middle of the Azorah. And this Stam Mishnah here in Midas, when it says the Cheshbon is exactly where the Mizbeach was, it's Mashma Roib of it was on Durham's side of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, if the Stam Mishnah does not go according to Reb Yehuda, we had the original kasha before. Why did the Stam Mishnah say that the bottom kaisel of the Mizrach side had to be low and not high? It was only elevated 19 and a half amis. So there it says, the Stam Mishnah of Midas goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Shito. That he held there was another three milus there by the Duchin. So it was another amr and a half tall. So therefore, if the bottom wall would have been high, the Kohen cannot see through to the Pesach Shel Heichel. Therefore, it's very good that the Stam Mishnah and goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. All right, now we'll see the Rashi's here. Yeah, Rashi says now, HaKevesh Ramizbeach. Rashi says before, B'lei Pirish Achshav Mokim Ponish Ben Kevesh to Koisel. Right now, it doesn't explain how far on the side was the Kevesh away from the wall, from the southern wall, Shel Azora. Well, the Sefer Ketonel, at the end it says, like it was those 20 extra 25 Amis, was divided between that and the Nensin. The Yachshav Moin Avoylech Min Hadorim Lutzofen, that Min HaMizbeach Lutabois, Kavuyim Bekarka Beis HaMitvichayim, they had a lot of rings there, on the floor of the, where they used to shech the animals. Sheh Betzofen HaMizbeach, Sheh Noisnim Bem Savori Behemis, they used to put the neck of the animal, Kishah Shrechtin Kodshe Kadoshim Sheh Shchitosim Betzofen. A Kodesh Kadoshim Shchita had to be on the north side, so they used to have these tabois, these rings there, where would they put them? Now, after the rings were the Shulchanos, Shaleya Madichin Korvei Kodeshim. They used to wash off the insides of the Kodeshim. Nensin, Amudim, like poles, Nemuchim Hatkuyim Bekarkov, Yunkulias, Shalbarza Kuyim Behem. They had like hooks made out of metal coming out of them. Shabhem, Taylor Mesabhem, Lahavshit. They used to hang up the meat there before they would skin it, take the skin off it. The Hamois, now the leftover, Mimeyo Shleshim Chomish from the 135 Amis, Shalor, Nimnokan, Umokim Ashrachonish, Lehutzrach Lafarish, Shiroch, from the first Pasef Yecheskel, Oysumoidiv Chalkeyo, Chetzil Adorim, Mina Kevish Lekoisel, this left over between the Nensin and the Koisel, the Chetzil Umokim and Nensin. Half was for the, in between the Kevish and the Koisel, and half was for the Mokim and Nensin. So it comes out clearly, according to this Tam Mishnah of Midas, that Ruba de Mizbeach Padorim Koi, the Feminian Zeh, Shrei Chatzi Rechav Hazorish Shishim Veshiva, exactly smack in the middle of 67 of a chatz and half amis. When you go the other way, let's start from the north side to the south side. First, you add the mokum of the nensin. Shemayin 8. Min anensin l'shachonis dalit. Harei yud beis. O mokum dalit shachonis du etzel zu. Ein apokos medal at least 4. Vein ho yuches shachonis gadam b'shkolim. Nisun dalit brosh was 4. So there was 17. Harei tes zayin. Another 16. O mishom l'taboyis 4. Harei Chof, you have 20. Umokim Ataboyis Chof Dal Harei Mem Dalet. Umin Ataboyis Umizveyach Ches Harei Nun Beis. Umokim Hanensin Yudamis. Umach Tushuchat Yodif Hanishim. So the kids, when you go start counting from the north side down to the south side, you see before you get Kamat halfway, you do not have the Mizveyach there. The Mizveyach was first Kamat Rovavit was on the south side of the Beis HaMikdash. So you see clearly, the Stam Mishnah of Midas does not come out according to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore we're back to the first Teretz. How do we answer? How does the Stam Mishnah of Midas go? It goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Shita. So therefore that was the terrace to the first Gemara's Kasha, that there's no steer exactly where was the Lishcha, where they used to keep the Tloyim for the Korban HaTomid, even though the Mishnah in Tomid says it was Tzvainis Marovis, and then in the Mishnah in Midas it says it was Marovis Droimis. There's no steerer, because the Mishnah of Midas goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. And the Stam Mishnah told me that's the Stam Mishnah, not according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Therefore, there's no stira. Yeah, just the last Rashi again on the Yud Zayin. The Gemara says again, El Olam Shema Mino, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Shema Mino. It's right that the Stam Mishnah and Midas goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So Rashi says, what? Therefore, you cannot see through the Pesach of the Mizrach, the Pesach of the Heichol, because it was covered up with this extra Milam, Lebe Mizbech, not with the Mizbech. Why the Shemino the Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? We know that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Shita is a Perish Lishi. The Yom HaKula Mizbeach B'Dorim Koi. The whole Mizbeach was on the Dorim side of the Beis HaMikdash, not the Yemsa. Therefore, the Stam Mishnah comes out good according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. V'chol chatzi chalala Pesach megula. And the whole chalal, the opening of the Pesach, of the Pesach shel ulam was opened up. So Rashi, the Ikashi, he asked a question, Heichim, Tuch Mestam Mamidus, Aliba, how could this test line of Stam Mishnah? According to Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov, Hoshamina Mehos Tomo, Sheuchol Amis Beach, Shev Amis Betzofen. The Cheshbin we came out so far, the seven Amis should be on the Tzofen side. Yeshechol Amis Beach, Shev Amis Betzofen. According to the Cheshbin we just came out, now the Mizbeach should be seven Amis on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov Street, there is the whole Mizbeach was on the Dorim side. So Rashi says, you can answer that also. It's like this. With the Cheshbin we said so far, we said there was a 25 Amis left over. So far we want to divide it in half and say like 12 and a half was from the Kaisel to the Kevish, and 12 and a half for the Nensen. And according to this Cheshbin, if you have 12 and a half for the Mizbeach, then it comes out 7 Amis of the Mizbeach was on the Dorim side of the Beis HaMikdash. So the kasher is that according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, it says the whole thing was on the Dorim side. So Rashi says, HaKochachochin Meforshim, did the way you can answer according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, that before the Cheshbin was, Haini Esri Mechom Mishamis, we had 25 Amis left over. Sha'atanoi Sein, Shein Ben HaKebis L'Koysel Elo Chom Mishamis. I tell you, just put 5 Umachtza and a half Amis. Just out of those 25, just take 5 and a half Amis, was between the Koysel and the Kebis. Now the Akevish for Yehamizbeach was Shishim Ushtayim. So what do you have together? Yehamizbeach Kula Bedarim Koi. Then you have 62 and 5 and a half is 67 and a half, which is well, that was exactly smack in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash, or the width-wise. Therefore the whole Mizbeach was on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach, of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what you could say. The Kula Kenegadim Tzoy Azoro. The Yamoysa Kula Lomokam Enensin. And the rest of the 25, the other 19 and a half, that you could put on the Mokum Hanensin. That's the way you could answer, so everything comes out very good according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. That the whole Mizbeach Taka was on the Dorim side of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore comes out good that the Stam Mishnah of Midas comes out according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Yud Zayin. That Yud Zayin. So more comes out noch more that Rav Ado braid the Rav Yitzchok Omar, he wants to say another teretz to the original stira. The original stira was between Mesechta Midas and Mesechta Tomit. There was a Shiloh, where again was that Lishcha that they used to keep the Tloyim for the Korban HaTomit. Now everybody holds, we're talking about the four Lishchoyas that are over here by the Beis HaMukad had four corners to it. On the Beis HaMukad there were four Lishchoyas. To Shiloh, which Lishka, which one of the top one? Was it the right top one or the left top one? Where they had the Lishka for the Tloyim. So that was the Stira on Mishneh Tomid, Mesechta Tomid. Mesechta Tomid said it was Sofin Marovis, it was the right upper corner. And Mesechta Midas said it was Marov Dorim, it was on the left upper corner. So first we had a Teretz to say was that Mesechta Midas goes according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. That was the worst Teretz up until now. That's the way before it goes according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, and the other Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, not according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. Now Rav Ado braid Rav Yitzchok wants to say another teretz. Rav Ado braid Rav Yitzchok Omer, Hai Lishcha, this room that they used to keep the Toloyim, they used to keep the sheep for the Korban HaTomid, it depends. Aktsuye Maktsiya. It was like away from each corner. It wasn't directly in each corner. Really, it would look like it was in both corners. It looked like it was on the northwest corner, and it also looked like it was in the southwest corner. Those top two corners, it looked like it was in both of them. Now, do you all see Mitzofen? Whoever comes on the Tzofen on the north side is Mitzchat Lebedorim. If you come on the north side, it looks to you like this Lishcha is more towards the other side, it's more towards the south side. Or do you all see Midorim? Somebody coming on the south side, Mitzchat Lebedorim. It looks as if it was on the north side. But the pshat was, there's no stereo between Mesechta Tomid and Mesechta Midas. Even though in Mesechta Tomid it says it was more towards the Tzofen, it was on the northwest side, and in Mesechta Midas it says it was on the southwest side, but there it says it was one room. Now that room was like in between, and it depends which side you looked at, it looked like it was on the other side. And now the Gemara says, Umestavra, really, which corner was it really? Really, it was on Marav Dorim. Really, it was on the west-south side, like it says in Mesechta Midas. That's the real pshat. Even though Masechta Tomid, it says it was on the Tzvoinon, Marovis, it was on the northwest side. Not that it was really on the northwest side, but it just wasn't altogether on the south side. Therefore, somebody looking by Dorim, to him it looked like it was on Tzofen. But really, really, there's no Machlekes, and really, really, what it says in Masechta Midas, that it was Marovis Dromis, that's the Emes Teretz. Hey, so Mistavra Diva Marovis Dromis Evi. Really, really, this Lishka, this corner, the one that had the Tloyim for the Korban HaTomid, was on the southwest side. What's the Raya? Mimai, what's the Raya? Why do you say this for? Midiramina lechem aponim alechem aponim. Like, we'll soon ask the question, where was that Lishcha, where was that room that they made the lechem aponim? Like, this was also one of these four rooms. One of these four rooms from the big Beis HaMoikad was at all corners. It had another Lishcha, another room. Now, one room was the Lishcha Tloyim, that they kept the animals for the Korban HaTomid. Another room we had before was the Lishcha they made the Lechem Aponim. Now it's also a stira to exactly which Lishcha they made the Lechem Aponim. And we're going to answer it soon, see. We'll soon answer it. Now, what we're saying, that me, the Raminim, Lechem Aponim, Lechem Aponim, since we have a question, a stira, to exactly which room, which corner, did they use to make the Lechem Aponim? Or Mishaninon, and we're soon going to answer it. And according to this Teretz, it comes out very good if the Marov is Dremis. If the west-south side, that was the room where they had the tloyim for the Korban HaTomid. If that was the room where the tloyim were, the sheep were, then it's very good, there'll be no steer exactly where the lechem upon him either was. Like we'll soon say. We'll soon see. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Rav, in the middle of the Gemara, in the middle of the Lamed. Rav Achab Rav Yitzchok Omar, ho lishcho ha-tloyim ha-ksuyim ha-ksayu. To enter the stira between Masechta Tom and Masechta Midas, exactly in which corner was this room that they had the Tloyim, so he says, B'shtei al Mektsoyis Niris. Really, it looked like it was in both corners. Sha'aruchi was very long. V'yoymed Esper Marav. It stood Takedik was on the Marav, on the west side of the Beis HaMikdash. Omarechas Letzad HaTzofim V'dorim. It was a very long room, and it looked a little bit like it was on the north side, and a little bit like it was on the south side. It was really near Taka both corners. It was Taka near the north corner, and it was near the south corner. So Melu Diyasi Mitzof, and somebody looking at it on the north side, Mischazile, it looks to him, Shemeshuchel, it's Dorm. It looks like it's facing, going along towards Dorm, towards the south side, Yeser. It looks like it's more on the southwest side. Well, the Yosim Midorm, somebody standing on the Dorm on the south side, Mischat Le Mishuch, it looks like it's very long, Letzat Sofen. It looks like this room is on the north side. And so therefore, there's no Stira. It looked like it was on both corners. And really, where was it? The Mistavra Div Marov is Jeroimis Heavy. The Svari is that really it was on the Marov Dorm, on the southwest side. Tvei, it was more on the south side than it was on the north side. Omoy de Botani de Tomit. So even though in the Masechta Tomid, it said it was Motetzofin, it was on the north side, but that time was also Moida, that really, really, it was on the Durham side. El Denoket Sidra. No, it says it the way it was, Midurham Tzofin, the way you would go from Durham to Tzofin, Mischazle, somebody standing by Durham, to him, it would look as if it's more towards the Tzofin side. That's why it says in Masechta Tomid that it was on the Tzofin side, even though really, really, it was more towards the Durham side. Just if somebody was standing on the south side, to him it would look as if it's so long it reaches the north side. Mischat le derech iluchan. Kiluhu b'tzofen. Looks as if it was tzofen. So that's another teret that there's no stira between the two mishnayos of Tomid and Midas. Really, this was a nice long room. It was on the west side of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Beis HaMukad here. And even though really it was more towards Durim, but it also looked like it was towards tzofen. So if a Masechta Tomid says it was on tzofen, and Masechta Midas says it was on Durim, but there's no stira. Now, why do we say this teretz for? Midiramina lechem aponim. We'll soon ask the stira exactly which room, which corner was used to make the lechem aponim in. To have a salka daita, shumayna voila derech yimin. To have the meaning is, we say there were four lishchois there, and we're going to count them the right way, derech yimin. Like go from one corner to another corner, a right turn always make. So how do you have a right turn? Go mitzofon, go lemarif, go right. If you're holding by the north side, go up to the west side. Or Marav Ladorum, from the west side go to the south side. Or Midorum Lemizrach, from the south go to the east. So how do we have the Cheshba now? It starts off saying, the Lishchas HaTloyim B'Tzvoynes Marovis. Hey, so Masech the Tomid, it says, that what's in the Tzofim Marav, what's in the north, west corner, that's the Lishcha would have the Tloyim. Now, Lishcha, Bitzvainis Marovis. Then it says what was in Sofin Marovis. Now Lishchas Hatloyim Bitzvainis Marovis. Right, Lishchas Hatloyim was in Tzvainis Marovis. Lishchas Hachasomis, where was the room where they gave out the receipts if you want to buy the flour or the shemin? But Marovis Dreimis. That was on the west, south side. Lishchas Beis Talmukud, where was the room where they had a small fire always burning there? That was Bedreimis Mizrochis. That was on the east, south side. Lishchas Lechem Aponim. Oh, now where was the last Lishcha that made the Lechem Aponim? According to Mesechta Tomer, that comes out, it was Dreimis Mizrochis. It was on the Lechem Aponim Mizrochis Svoinis. It was on Mizroch Sof, it was on the east, north side. Now, so that's what's mashed from Mesechta Tomer. From a Sechta Thomas Mashma, which Lishcha was the Lechem upon him? It was the bottom right side. It was Mizrochis Tzvoinis. Now, they have Ramin in the law. Now, the Gemara asked the question, Estiro, Masnissim de Midas. That in the Mishnah, Midas is not Mashma like that. Diktoni, in the Mishnah, Midas, it says, Duroimis Mizrochis. He hoysa Lishchas Lechem upon him. You know which room was used for Lechem upon him? The Duroimis Mizrochis, the southeast side. So there's another steer with the Chura between the Mishnais and Tomid that Smashma the Lechem Aponim was made in the Mizrachas Tzvoinis on the east, north side, and the Mesechta Midas Smashma, no, the room that they used for Lechem Aponim was on Dorim Mizrach. So Chura is a steer. Or Mishanina, and on this we want to give a terror to say, no, again, there's no steer between Mesechta Tomid and Mesechta Midas. Or Mishanina, what does the Gemara say? Or Mishanina, Omer Afuna, bread of Yeshua, Mar Kochoshi of Derech Yimin. One Mesechta is going, you count the right way, make a right turn. And the other Mesechta is taking, counting it, Derech Smil, make a left turn. Rashi says, Omer Afuna Bret of Yeshua, Tana de Midas, the Mesechta, Tana from Midas, that says that Lechem Aponim was on Mizrach Judorim, was on the east, south side. Kochosh of Derech Yimin, he always goes, make a right turn, go around the corners, right way. Kenefarish Bedya, the cause of Lomani goes to Cheshbon to say Midorim leMizrach, from south to east, or miMizrach leTzofen, from east to north, or miTzofen leMarav, from north to west, or miMarav leDorim. Now, veAbol laHakir Sov kol haBayis umakir derech Yimin miBachutz. Whoever wants to go around and go the right way on the right turn, Zil Seida haKfosoi. This is the Seida. So this is the way Mesechta Midas goes. Or Masnisin the Tomid. Now the mission of Tomid. The Leipirish Midi, Ikul Meimah Derech Smil Monu. It doesn't say exactly its Cheshbin, how did it count it, the Mesechta Tomid. Vesula Tikshu Midi, Mehashta. And now you won't have any Kasha. If you go around the left way, then they'll both come out to be the exact same Lishcham. They'll both be on Mizrach Dorim. Just Mesechta Midis is going around the right way, and Mesechta Tom is going around the left way. So now there won't be any Stiva. So the Gemara says, Makachosh Derech Smil. Mother this. Iyamrit will be very good. Iyamrit.